This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So here's a story about a government program so popular that you basically can't load the website. That's the only place you can get in on the action. Today is the last day you can buy Series I government savings bonds, I for inflation, paying 9.62% for the next 6 months. 9.62%. The rate resets every 6 months, May and November. And starting next week, I bonds are going to pay 6.6%. Thing is that normally I bonds aren't all that popular, right? When inflation's low, they don't offer all that great a rate of return. But as we know, inflation's not low. Marketplace's Samantha Fields is on the inflation-adjusted bond desk today.
Around noon today, Jennifer McKinnon was trying to log into her Treasury account.
Let's see if this actually works. I doubt it.
She was right. It didn't.
Man, why can't I type in anything?
McKinnon lives in New York and works in real estate. She already bought some I-bonds a couple of weeks ago, but was hoping to buy more before the deadline and get her family and friends to buy them too.
I have told so many people about this where I feel like the Treasury owes me a commission.
Before this year of high inflation,
not many people really pay much attention to I-bonds.
Zhang Nguyen is a finance professor at Penn State.
But now that we suddenly find ourselves in a very high inflation environment and most investments out there are losing values, that's why you see the rush.
There's pretty much nowhere else to get such a high rate of return guaranteed.
This year has been really tricky for anyone trying to save for the future.
Winnie Caesar at the research firm Credit Sites says she just bought I-bonds for the first time for everyone in her family.
There's still a lot of uncertainty around the economy, what our equity's going to do, what is inflation going to do, and it felt like a pretty compelling opportunity.
Next week, the interest rate on I-bonds will drop from 9.62%, likely, Caesar says, to about 6.5%. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.